Welcome to the Animal Health Employment Insider, brought to you by the Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, executive search consultant Stacy Purcell, founder and CEO of the Vet Recruiter, provides insight and practical advice for both companies and job seekers in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. The Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary organizations to hire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. In today's podcast, we'll be talking about how the Vet Recruiter helps animal health and veterinary professionals. And this is actually the second part in a two-part series about this topic. In our previous episode, we began our discussion, and today we'll wrap it up. So hello, Stacy. Thank you for joining us today.
Hello, Samantha. I'm glad to be here today.
And Stacy, in our previous podcast episode, we discussed why an animal health or a veterinary professional should use an animal health recruiter or a veterinary recruiter. And we also talked about how the Vet Recruiter stands out from the other firms in the industry. So what will we be addressing today?
Well, we're going to talk more specifically about how the Vet Recruiter can help professionals. One of the reasons that we broke this up into two episodes is because I have a passion for helping people. That's one of the reasons I became a recruiter in the first place, and I strongly believe in the value that the right recruiter can provide to a job seeker or candidate. The right recruiter can help them tremendously, and that is my goal each and every day when I go to work.
Stacy, what is the first thing a professional should do if they want the Vet Recruiter to help them?
First and foremost, they should send their resume to us. As I've said before, a person's LinkedIn profile is not their resume. Their resume is their resume.
Stacy, does a person have to be actively looking for a new job in the animal health industry or a veterinary job to send you their resume?
Absolutely not. In fact, I encourage every animal health and veterinary professional to send their resume. That's because we only contact a person if we have a suitable opportunity that matches their background and hopefully their career goals. At the Vet Recruiter, we don't just reach out to candidates about any job. We want it to be an opportunity that is better than the job they have right now in a job that's going to be a good match for them. So once we get the resume, we may not contact the person until next month or even next year. If you're a professional in the animal health industry or veterinary profession and you send your resume to us, we can actively look for opportunities for you so that you don't have to. You can continue doing what you're doing and not expend extra time, effort, or energy.
Stacy, how often does your firm come across new job opportunities?
All of the time, on an almost daily basis. The important thing to remember is that some of these opportunities are in what we call the hidden job market. That means that employers looking to fill the positions are not advertising these positions through traditional means. Some of them are conducting a confidential search for one reason or another, so that means that some candidates will not even know about the opportunity. The recruiter knows, though, because the employer has engaged the services of the recruiter to help them fill the position. We have helped countless professionals in the animal health, animal nutrition, veterinary, and pet products industries find premium employment opportunities to help advance their careers. The first step, though, is submitting your resume and telling us about your career goals.
And this probably goes without saying, but it's safe for candidates to send their resumes to recruiting firms?
Yes, it is, as long as the candidate has vetted the firm and they know the firm is an experienced one and a reputable one with a track record of success in their field. The Vet Recruiter is that. We're a recruiting firm. We're not a job board. That means we value confidentiality. After all, we keep the confidentiality of our clients when they need us to. We also maintain confidentiality with our candidates. We understand that confidentiality is important to professionals. That's why candidates who submit their resume to us can rest assured that the resume will only be seen by professional recruiters who understand the importance of confidentiality when making a career move. Not only that, but we also realize that making a career change is a personal issue that affects a person's entire life. That's why we spend time getting to know candidates, their needs, and their career goals. We want to build relationships with candidates. When a person develops a relationship with an animal health recruiter or veterinary recruiter, they should have confidence in that recruiter's ability to represent them to potential employers. And that's what we at the Vet Recruiter want. We want candidates to have confidence in us.
What happens after the vet recruiter receives a resume from an animal health or veterinary professional?
First, each resume is reviewed and evaluated in terms of the specific position that was applied for, if there was indeed a position tied to the resume. However, sometimes resumes are submitted with no position tied to it, which is okay. In that case, the person simply wants to be prepared if a better opportunity comes their way. This is what I encourage people to do, even if they're not actively looking for a new job at the moment. Now, two things will happen once we receive a person's resume. After evaluating it, we might conclude that they are a potential fit for a current open position that we're working on. If that's the case, then we will reach out to them to discuss the opportunity. This sometimes happens when a person submits their resume and indicates their interest in a specific position at the same time. Although the Vet Recruiter is not a job board, we do have many job openings listed on our website at www.thevetrecruiter.com. People apply for animal health jobs and veterinary jobs every day on our website, and many of them submit their resume at the same time.
So what if you receive a person's resume and they're not a fit for a job you're currently trying to fill?
That does happen, and when it does, the person's resume is entered into our database for future consideration. Remember that timing plays a big part here. It could be that we don't have an opportunity for that professional at the present time, but we might have one next week, next month, or next year. Now that we have the person's resume on file, we can continually check their information against the open positions that we receive on an almost daily basis.
Stacey, what are some of the reasons that a person would not be considered a good fit for a certain position, even if they believe they might be?
Well, there are a number of different reasons, and they include not enough relevant experience, a lack of a certain education required by the employer, a lack of eligibility to work in the United States, the inability to relocate, too many job changes, although that has become less of a factor in recent years, or the fact that if the person is a practicing veterinarian, that they don't have a license in the state of the open position. We at the Vet Recruiter strive to create a win-win situation for the employer and the candidate. That means not presenting candidates to our clients who are not a fit for their position and not presenting opportunities to candidates that are not a fit for them or are not potentially better than the job that they already have.
Stacey, what kind of organizations do you represent and what kind of positions as well?
We have placed people at all types of organizations and at all levels. We've assisted many major animal health employers in recruiting senior level management personnel. And we've also helped animal health startup companies build their entire teams. We have placed board of director members for publicly traded animal health, pharmaceutical, and diagnostic companies. We have placed C-level executives at animal health companies. We have placed mid-level management, and we have placed salespeople. We place animal health professionals in roles ranging from research and development, professional services, pharmacovigilance, regulatory affairs, sales, marketing, and manufacturing, for example. In veterinary practices, we place leadership and veterinarians. We've actually been told by some of our clients that we have one of the highest success rates in the animal health industry and veterinary profession when it comes to finding top talent for critical job openings.
Really? That is impressive.
That's also something that we at the Vet Recruiter are very proud of. We are proud that we have been able to place professionals in a wide range of positions within the animal health industry and veterinary profession. And as I said, we receive new positions and jobs on an almost daily basis. Our clients come to us when they have important positions to fill. Sometimes those positions are for new graduates, but sometimes they're for the C-suite.
So when a job seeker or a candidate submits their resume, they can almost rest assured that they'll be considered for employment at numerous employers, and at some point, you may eventually have the perfect position for them and the next step in their career. Would you say that's accurate?
Yes, and that is ultimately how the Vet Recruiter helps animal health and veterinary professionals. We can help them by finding the perfect position for them, one that is better than what they currently have when the timing is right, and one that is the next logical step in their career.
Stacy, that sounds like the perfect way to end today's episode. As always, thank you for joining us today and for sharing all this great information with our listeners.
Thank you, Samantha. It is my pleasure, and I look forward to our next episode.